With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Pakistan for high-level talks with Iranian representatives. The talks beginning later today will be the first such meeting since the war began more than a month ago. The vice president is warning Iran not to play the U.S. in this weekend's negotiations. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he departed Washington for the talks in Pakistan, the vice president said the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. But he said the U.S. delegation would not be receptive if Iran tries to play us. The vice president, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions, told reporters that President Trump provided some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking at the National Action Network's convention, former Vice President Kamala Harris says she's considering another presidential run.
I am thinking about it in the context of then, you know, is who and where and how can the best job be done for the American people? That's how I'm thinking about it. I'll keep you posted.
Prominent supporters of California Representative Eric Swalwell's bid for governor withdrawing their support in a stunning political reversal. It comes after the congressman denied allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman twice, including once when she worked for him. Swalwell said in a video posted to social media that the accusation's false. He did not end his campaign. The first astronauts to visit the moon in more than a half century are home. Artemis II's crew of four emerged from their lunar capsule after a splashdown in the Pacific yesterday and were flown to helicopter to the Navy's recovery ship. The three Americans and one Canadian set a distance record for space travel during their lunar flyby, surpassing NASA's Apollo 13. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says Planned Parenthood has been quite busy as of late.
The largest abortion business in the U.S. has released its 2024-25 annual report, and it reveals it carried out about 435,000 abortions. The organization says it also handed out $3.7 million to women to, quote, overcome obstacles to abortion care. It's not clear exactly how many abortion pills Planned Parenthood has dispensed lately, but a majority of America's abortions are now carried out via medication rather than surgery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Worshippers are being allowed to pray again at Jerusalem's holy sites after Israel lifted security restrictions it imposed on large public gatherings during the war. Access has been prohibited altogether or restricted to a few dozen faithful at a time at Christian, Jewish, and Muslim sites during the now-paused conflict when missile attacks from Iran often sent Jerusalem residents into shelters. This is SRN News. It's a tragic story with a fatal outcome. An abusive husband in Scotland is sentenced to prison for his wife's suicide. We have more on the story from correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Kimberly Milne jumped to her death in Scotland in July 2023, but prosecutors in a landmark case say she was driven to do it by her husband's physical abuse. Lee Milne was sentenced to 8 years in prison following his conviction in Glasgow's High Court for culpable homicide and engaging in abusive behaviour. It's the first case in which Scottish prosecutors asked jurors to find an abusive spouse responsible for the death of a victim who takes her own life. Prosecutor Laura Buchan said Lee Milne physically and psychologically abused Kimberly. He deliberately and ruthlessly exploited Kimberly's vulnerabilities, which makes him culpable for her decision to end her own life. I'm Charles Deledesma.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com.